This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, ensuring your blockbuster when you're shooting in hostile territory. But first, Valerie Plame Wilson spoke publicly for the first time yesterday. She is the former covert CIA agent who was outed by a leak that became the center of a political scandal. Ms. Wilson told her story before the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. The headline from the hearing, she contends that the Bush administration carelessly and recklessly blew her cover. But yesterday's hearing was also fascinating for another reason. After years of silence, Valerie Plame Wilson was finally in front and center before lawmakers, photographers, and the public. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
She's about to arrive, and a crowd of still photographers, video cameramen, and sound guys gather around the long wooden table where she'll sit. There are so many cameras, they form two rows, the first on their knees, the second standing up, so they'll all get a good shot of the once-secret CIA agent. In the years since her cover was blown, Wilson has often been photographed in informal settings or passing snapshots. In a famous portrait for Vanity Fair, she's wearing Jackie O sunglasses and a headscarf. According to the never-reliable Washington Gossip Mill, Wilson is drop-dead gorgeous, so all eyes and lenses are trained on the hearing room door when she walks in. This time the gossip got it right. Plame is tall and lean, with long blonde hair and calm poise. She moves with confidence, if not comfort, through the scrum of media and takes her seat opposite the panel of lawmakers, ready to question her.
Meeting of the committee will come to order.
It's not all glamour, of course. This is Chairman Henry Waxman, a Democrat from California.
Today the committee is holding a hearing to examine how the White House handles highly classified information.
But what does a former CIA agent know about that? Asked one Republican. Turns out, like most things in politics, the answer depends on your point of view. Waxman and other Democrats are trying to ferret out the motives of administration officials who leaked her identity. Wilson says she only knows what her experience tells her.
All of my efforts on behalf of the national security of the United States, all of my training, all of the value of my years of service were abruptly ended when my name and identity were exposed irresponsibly.
Wilson testified that she and her entire network of contacts were put in grave danger by the leak, and that she never expected her cover to be blown by her own government. The hearing was also a chance for lawmakers to tell their own stories, and not all of them are what you'd expect. Take Diane Watson, the California Democrat who looked almost grandmotherly at the hearing in her pink suit with a bright pink flower brooch and her reading glasses. She said she's been serious about top secret things since her days as an ambassador.
I have been blindfolded, put on a C-130, taken to a site just like Galactica 3000, handed a red folder, highly classified, with a general standing over my shoulder. Read it and give it back to me.
And the drama wasn't only for lawmakers. The public was there as well, including some Iraq war protesters dressed head to toe in the color of bubblegum, or Pepto-Bismol, depending on your point of view. And as the second round of witnesses got ready to testify, Valerie Plame Wilson thanked the committee and walked out of the room, taking with her most of the media and its interest in the hearing. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.